We were holding Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph on top. Again, the last shayla was that Omamar Talmud Lomit says Tiyenu. From the word Tiyenu, we learn out that the challahs have to be 10 apiece by the Lach Metoida. So the Lord of that kash was my Tamud. How do we know this from? So on top, now the Gemara says Ayin Ches Amud Aleph on top. Omar Rab Yitzchok Bar Avdimi Tiyenu Ksiv. It says the word Tiyenu, it's an extra Yud. Rashi says Betrei Yudin. Techad Yud Miyaser. One extra Yud here is comes to teach us Lach Meitoido that they should be made from 10. So now the chometz part of it should be made from 10 lechems. Tienuksiv. Samura says, maybe Emo, what am I say though? Asora Kipizi. Maybe means to say you have to have 10 Kipizi. Rashi says Kipizi is a chatzi kabayim, a chatzi of a kav. How do we know to say it's talking about a nisorin, a tenth of an eifor? Maybe the shear is Asora Kipizi, not Asora Yisroinus. Says Amarovo, the Yisroinos Dibra Kosev. No, the Pasha before is talking about a Nisarim. Rashi says the Mimai Demai Pasha Kamada. What we're talking about in this Pasha, we have a rebuff from the word Tiyano. Of the Pasha Ksiv Shtayim Shnei Yisroinim. It says Shnei Yisroinim. So Kitzur talks about Yisroinim here also. It's Marba, but Lach Meitayda has to be made from Yud Yisroinim. Is Lamad we learn out from Miyataka Asar l'chometz. From this limit of Tiyenu we learn out that the ones that are brought from chometz, the one type of chometz that's brought from Lach Meitoido, you have to have 10 of them. And each one is an Isarin, so that's how you use up to 10 Isarin, 1 8 for the chometz. Now Asar l'matzah, you have to use the other half, the 10 Isarinim, for the three types of matzah. Minayin, how do we know this from? Talmud, the Pasuk of Vayikra says, Al chalois lechem chometz means to say kineged chometz hovei matzo. The same amount that you bring for chometz, the same amount you should bring for matzo. Even though by matzo there are three types, the chalois, the rekikim, and the revuchim, but still it says al chalois lechem means ze kineged ze. So more is the question though. Still the chidover halamed behekish chayzu malamed behekish. Something you learn out from hekish. Has something in itself you only know from a Hekish, can you learn now someplace else by kosher from another Hekish? Like here, even the Chalos of Chometz, how do we know to say you have to use the Tenes Reinim? We're running out from Xer Shova from the Shtei Halechem. It says with the Shtei Halechem, Yisorin L'Chalo. So from that Hekish, we're learning out that it says that the Lach Meitoid also is 10, is Yisorin L'Chalo. So even that the Chometz take a Chalos, or an Yisorin is from a Hekish. So how could you use a Hekish now to learn out to the matzah's part? I bakutch him some hold that a thing learns out from Hekish, you can't be chayzim lam of a Hekish. Samura says no. The Samura says, I'll tell you over here, heimenu v'dover acharu. Here it's a case of heimenu from it and a dover achar. For chol heimenu v'dover achar, we have a Hekish. This is not called a Hekish. So Rashi explains, heimenu v'dover acharu klema. He have a malamed hachomitz al hamatzo isay dover atzmoi shulamed min shtei halechem nisorim lechala moslemema. If you'd be learning out the exact same thing that's a nisorim for chala, you could have a kasha, it's a hekesh, it can't be chayz malamed. For the b'shat over here, that the hekesh is, that the chomitz, there's two things that the lach made toy dither at 10. That we're learning out from the word tiyenu. Now the question is though, how do you know it's 10 esroinim? So that's the malamed that we're learning out from Shtei Lechem, that's an Yisorin apiece. But after it's 10, it says by itself that it's 10. So we're learning out now the 10 Yisorinim back to the Matzis, that's called Hemenu V'dover Achar. Part of it, it says by itself, and part of something else. So this is not a problem from a Hekish. So Mora says, no, this also is a Machlekis. Honich Olaman Diyom Lehevi Hekish, that this is not in the category of a Hekish to say the Bakotchim can learn back again. Elu Laman Diyom Hevi Hekish. No, even if this Hemenu V'dover Achar, true, I'm learning by itself that it says by the Chometz it has to be 10. That it says by itself, but you're also learning out something the Hekish that's a Nisorin apiece. That's also considered a Hekish. If so, how can we learn it back to the Matzah part that you have to have 10 Yisroinim Alechutz Dover Lomim Behekish? Michael Amemer. So Mara says Taviu Ribu. I tell you here it's Riba Kroh. It's not a real Hekish, but it's an extra Kroh. Rashi said, "Lehevi lemichtav taviu." God, we didn't have to say it. Mishum time of the Yom Liel, that the command of Sivot Gabalach Metoda the Chol Avoyis Sha'ato Mevi Yekeze, it's like a lemur, an extra posse to teach us, as if it says it in the Parasha Mamish by Lach Metoda, that it's Chomstika Lechems should be brought in Yisar in a piece. Therefore, it's not considered a Dovah Lama Behekish, but rather a Dovah that says by its own Parasha, because of a sexual word, Toviyu. Therefore, we can learn out of Hekish from the what the lachas by the chometz sticker are back to the lachas of the matzah. Now the Mishnah says, Hamiluyim hoyuboyin kematzah shabatoida. The miluyim, that was b'shas to the mechanech the mishkan by Moshe Rabbeinu, that it says that they brought the ale hamiluyim, so they had to bring lechem with the ale hamiluyim. So they were brought three different types of matzah, the same way by Toido. There are three different types of matzah. There's the chalos, there's the rekikim, and the revuchim. That the Mishnah says, chalos, or rekikim, or revucha. And finally, the type of chametz was not by the el hameluyim. But the type of matzah, just like by the Toido, you have three types, who were then by the el hameluyim, that was the shiva shimei hameluyim, right before they put up the mishkan, the chinuch, they brought the three different types of matzahs. Now Hanizirus, when the Nozer brings his ayil, he would have to bring two out of the three types of matzah. The Lachmei Nozer, they're two-thirds, and that is Chalas or Kikin. But V'yein Bo Revucha, by the Nozer, his covenant, he does not have to bring Revucha. Nimtza comes out, Asora Kabin Yerushalmius, Shein Shisha Esronios, Viad Vayin, meaning in Yerushalmi is the measurement, so there was 10 kabin. Out of the Lachmei Nozir, there were 5 kabin for the chalis, and 5 kabin of flour for the rekikim matzis, which comes out in the mid of Midborius, it was 6 esroinos, 6 esroinos, Viad Vayin, and that's 2/3 of an isarin. Because we have before, each min of the Lachmei Toida of the matzis, there were Shalosh Esroinim, and the third. So it comes out here that you have to have two types. It's like 6 2/3 of an Isarin. That's how much flour in Midborius is used for the Lachmei Nozir. Now the Gemara says, Minohan Mili, how do we know this? To say that by the Meluyim, where the Chalas that were brought from three types, that they were Chalas, Rekikin, and Revicha. How do we know this? Some Rav Chizda, Omer Rav. Omer Rav Choma Baguriyo. So Chizda says over the name of Rav Choma Baguriyo. The Yom Akrok, as the Pesuk says in the Yikra Chesed, says Umisal Hamatzas Hashelof Nei Hashem. So it says Lokach Achalas Matzachas VeChalas Lechem Shemen Achas VeRokuk Echod. That's what the Pesuk says. Shemor says Bishlem when it says Chalos means Chalos. Chalos means a cake. It means a cake like Rikik means Rikik. That means like a wafer. Shemen Mai, when it says Shemen here, an oil cake, what does it mean? What's the lashon of Shemen Achas? Chalas Shemen. So Mai Minu, what does it mean? Chalas Shemen. So Mar says, according to Mar says, Lav Revucha. Tells me to say, Shemen Revucha means it should be like soaked in oil, like fried in the oil. We spoke about how Revucha was. You pour boiling hot water over it first. So that's the lashon of Shemen, Lechem Shemen Achas. Mask of Rav Avira. Amy, why didn't I say no? And also the mashko. Maybe it just means a portion of oil, that's all. Not a cake, not flour. Just means and also the mashko. Maybe it just means you have to bring, you manad to bring a portion of oil. Not in the mincha form. Elo Rav Gemara says, Kididorash Rav Nachman Barav Chizda. Mishmei the Rebbe Tavlo, the name of Rebbe Tavlo, that the Pesuk says, Zekor ben Aaron Abonov, Ashiyagrivu Lashem b'yom hi moshach oisoi. This is the special Kor ben Aaron Abonov has to bring, b'yom chinuch when he first hi moshach oisoi. So the question is, v'chima lo madnu lebonov, why are we learning out nibonov b'yom hi moshach? What are we learning out from over here? And what does the Bonov have to do with the Kain? Elo makesh chinuchoy leham shochoy. Well, Makas the Chinuch, Daimon to the Hamshacha when they anoint him. Ma Hamshacha, just like when they anoint him. Revucha has to be done with Revucha, is Av Chinuch, Rodim by the Meluyim. The first time they did the Chinuch was also with Revucha. So even a kohen hegit b'shas his chinuch is done with hamshacha. So adin the chinuch by the meluyim is also done with revucha. That's how we learn out that by the meluyim they had this type of matzos of revucha. Amar Rav Chisda, kohen gadol hamiskarav lavoido. A kohen gadol when it first comes to do the avoido, when it comes close to do the avoido, means the tchila, the first avoido he does. After his nimshach is tzorach shteyas roinus weifa. He has to have a mincha from shteyas roinim of an eifa, 2/10 of an eifa. Achas laham shachoy, one is for the meshicha of the kohen gadol. The yachas lechinuchoy, and one is now for the first time that he's doing the avoida. There's a special thing of be moshachim or put anoint him, and then also let him start doing the avoida. So therefore, you have to have two esrenas. Ma baravashi omar shalosh, you have to have three esrenas of flour. For my pligas no machlekes, hod yovet avoida kishukain hedjit, hod lo yovet avoida kishukain hedjit. If he already did the avoida once when he was a kain hedjit, so you have already a chinuch als a kohen hegit. So now all he has to have is just two esrenim. But if this kohen gadol is appointed now, never before did the avoid, he never had a chinuch als a kohen hegit, so the chanami, now he has to have three like menachas. One is for the chinuch stam of an avoida, one is for the chinuch of a kohen gadol, and one is for the meshicha of a kohen gadol. Then the Mishnah says, Nizirois ha'isabur shte yodois kemata shabatoido. When a nazir brings his ale, his ayil, his korban, he has to bring 2/3. He has to bring chalas and rekikim. Tanu rabbanim. Shlomo, when it says in the pasuk, Shlomo by a toido, when it says lashon of al zevach toidas Shlomov. So what's the word Shlomov doing? Is the rabbis comes to include shalmei nazir, that when a nazir brings a shlomis also la seres korban yerushalmius, that when a nazir brings his korban, he also has to have a mincha with it, and he has to have 10 korban yerushalmius, because 10 korban is like 2/3 of what was there for the toida. By the toida was 15 korban. See, you have to have 2/3. You have to have 10 korban. So that's the limit over here. That asara korban yerushalmius or the revi'a shemen, and also you have to have a revi'a shemen, because by toida there was a chatzi lug shemen, chetzi was for chalas or a kikin, the chetz for revucha. And the Rashi says, because by the Chometz there wasn't any Shemen there. So there's a Chatzi Lug by the Toida, half and half. So therefore there's a quarter for the Chalos and for the Rekikin. So here also by the Nazir, they only bring his Chalos and Rekikin, he has to have Revias of Lug of Shemen. Now Yochlai would have thought to say, L'chol ma Shalme Binyin. Now since there's a Hekish of the Shalme Nazir to the Matzis of the Toida, so I would have thought to say, just like by the Toida, there are three types of matzis. So maybe also the Nazir has to bring all three types. Maybe has to bring Ruvuchas also. She Yochel, the Gemara says, because Yochel l'chol ma'ashom ha'binyin. Tamloim, it says matzis. It says no, it says the word matzis. So that's only mashma, two and not three. So Gemara says, my Talmud, what I learn now from this? Amra popo, dova shenema boy matzis, la'afuk Ruvucha, meaning to say only the chalois and the Rekikon, that says the word matzos by them. Mashenken by Revucha, lo nema boy matzos. By Revucha does not say the word matzos there. So it means to exclude Revucha. Divei Rebbe Yishmael Tono, matzos klal, chalos Rekikon is prat. It says the word matzos to klal, chalos Rekikon is a prat. And so klal a prat, eim chal lamashem a prat. When you have a klal and a prat, there's only in the klal what it says in the prat. Chalos Rekikon in, midiachrin aloi. That's why I know to say by the El Nazir, by the Shalmei Nazir, that a Shalmei that the Nazir brings, he only has to have Chalois and Rekikim, and not Revucha. Now the Mishnah